Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Capital Call, and it is powered by Phillips 66. Yes, we have a quorum. Wendy Stearman, how are you doing today?
Doing well, thanks.
And Judd, are you whistling?
Not yet this morning. Not still yet. Early, still rainy.
Today to stay in bed.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. I mean, after all this, it doesn't sound like a bad idea, yeah. Does it?
Oh, I could have stayed there all morning.
How's your week been, Wendy?
Good. Relatively busy, not as busy as I expected. I think next week is going to be probably a little more insane.
Oh, yeah?
I'm still learning.
You're still learning.
I'm asking everyone, okay, what does the future look like? What does next week look like?
Judd, did you tip her off? Next week's got to be nuts.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I like for her to just walk into it and just wonder, and it just slams you. She might not come back if she knew how bad it was going to be.
I don't want that to happen. So what's going on this week for you?
This coming up week will be, ultimately we're still working on house bills, what needs to go on the floor, what's not, trying to get those scheduled. I'll work with the leadership team to try to schedule those as well as possible, get them on the floor. We're in a position now, you know, we run our house bills, and then they have to go over and get through the Senate too before they go to the governor.
Mm-hmm.
They run their Senate bills, and they have to come over and get through the House as well before they go to the governor.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're in a position now where we're kind of in a stalemate, and I hate to see it happen. I really think we should work together more to know what's coming and what's not. But we end up in a position where they've only ran 20 bills, and so we're not going to run so many bills. And we're, you know, if they don't run more of our bills, we're going to run more of theirs. And it just seems like, I mean, that's not exactly the way it goes, but that's what it seems like. That's what you see, because we're all trying to see if the House bill is going to make it or if the Senate version is going to make it. And quite often, I mean, you saw in the beginning, there are a lot of mirrored bills. There's a Senate bill that's exactly like a House bill. And I've never, you know, when that situation comes up, you know, the senator and I work great together, but I just go over to my senator and say, hey, look, you've got the bill, I've got the bill. Let's look at the two of them and put them together. I mean, you just kind of overlook your ego on that deal, and I don't care whose name's on it. As long as it's good policy, let's get it through.
Well, speaking of bills, you had a few this past week. One, a big one got signed on Monday.
Right. The governor was so interested in the administrative reform bill that we've talked about in here before that he wanted to have a ceremonial signing. So we did that on Monday. He's looking now for the legislature to reform the merit protection system in Oklahoma. He thinks that will be another huge reform in terms of streamlining government and making it more businesslike. So that was good, and I've had a couple more signed this week, and I think about 25 of my original 30 are still percolating somewhere, and then I have my house bills. So yeah, very, very busy.
Merit protection has been a big issue in my general government committee, because right now as we're working on their budget for the next year, but we don't know what they're going to be next year. So we don't know how to appropriate for that yet.
Got to make things pretty
have
interesting.
You all mentioned yet securitization and the loan program on utilities. Okay, could I just weigh in on that? So we all know we're facing huge bills because of the February freeze. Well, the Senate approved two measures on Thursday, one for the regulated utilities and one for the unregulated.
Mm-hmm.
And what it will do is create a property right. The property right will be what we all owe. The $4.5 billion that we all owe for the extra energy. And they'll use that as collateral for a loan program for the unregulated utilities.
Got it.
Like the Chelsea Gas Authority, for one example. And then for the regulated utilities, they will use a securitization plan. There is no obligation on the state taxpayer for these programs. The obligation will be on the ratepayers. But what it will do is, as I understand it, you'll have a line item on your bill that says February 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And for any number of years here, anywhere from 10 to 30 years, you'll be paying for that energy you used and for that higher price that the utility provider had to buy that energy for.
Gotcha.
But it'll be spread out and over a period of time so that you won't have a bill that is 100 one month, 1900 the next month, and then slowly goes 1500, 1200. So we've done that. I think the House will like that as well. The legislature took the lead on this. The governor needed to be convinced, but we're pleased that he came around to the idea. So these are your senators and representatives stepping up to the plate to try and find a way to solve a problem none of us created. And anyway, so wanted to make sure folks know that we got that done in the Senate this week.
When you consider the unregulated as well, you're talking Oshaleta. Ramona, South Coffeyville. Mm-hmm. These are the smaller the towns that operate off of the big companies on their own. Mm-hmm. And so we've had to come in and help them because, I mean, a lot of times there's absolutely no way that that Oshelita could have paid a $300,000 gas bill right off the bat. No way.
Very good. Wendy, what are your highlights? What do you got going on here?
Still just the same. The bills I mentioned last week are have not yet made it to the floor, and so as Representative Strom mentioned, just kind of at a stalemate on some of these bills.
Doesn't that get just a little a little anxious when you've hatched a bill, a pretty good one, and you're just watching it go through the process? But I understand the process does take time, and probably for a very good reason.
Oh yeah, I agree. It's designed to be difficult, and mm-hmm. As a citizen, I'm thankful that it isn't easy to pass through so much legislation.
Boy, I can't imagine how much baloney would go through if it was an open door situation, probably more than we see in Washington, D.C. Judd, what's going on with some of your projects?
My projects are going, I mean, relatively well, comparatively. I think I've got three bills on the governor's desk that have passed through, mostly just agency bills. Mm-hmm. A lot of projects that I'm working on aren't even my own projects. I mean, you don't think about it, but you just kind of become a lobbyist when you get around and behind something you really appreciate, or some legislation that's really going through. So I spend a lot of time up and down the halls working other people's bills, or ultimately working against some bills. I mean, you really hate to do that. I mean, the thought of things seemed like a great idea in the beginning, but they didn't get as polished as they needed to be. And people's like, well, let's go ahead and put it through. Well, no. Let's work on it, and let's make it better if we can. And we're coming right down to the end of the opportunity to do that. We're coming down to the close of policy bills here, so that's pretty important.
Everything runs on a timeline, doesn't it, Senator?
It does. It does. Might just pick up a couple of other things here. Another
sure.
thing the Senate passed this week was the DRIVE Act, which now will assess a small fee on charging your electrical vehicle. Because, of course, electric vehicles do use our roadways, but they don't pay fuel tax.
Mm-hmm.
So this will help contribute to the maintenance of our roads. 2 or 3 years ago, this was a huge controversy. And there were no questions or debate on it in the Senate. It just passed. You know, it's one of those things that now we're used to electric vehicles. We see that there are many more of them, and they need to be, you know, paying their fair share mm-hmm. to drive the roadways. Then what else have we done? I know that I was at an event last night, a multi-county Farm Bureau event in eastern Oklahoma, and the two things that they want to talk about is the McGirt decision and the burgeoning marijuana industry that is overwhelming some of rural Oklahoma. And we are looking at a couple of bills on tightening up the 1910 law that prohibits aliens from owning land in Oklahoma, not resident aliens, but we have some chicanery going on in purchasing land through a person in Oklahoma with a foreign company.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to tighten that up, and we're going to allow realtors and abstractors to be involved in, if they see a red flag, being obligated to report that on so that law enforcement can investigate that. But I do want people to know that we're well aware that there are issues with marijuana. I was in a 2.5-hour meeting on Wednesday going over 88 pages of proposed changes to marijuana regulations. 7 senators sitting in a room trying to go through and say, what does this one mean? Is this good? Is this bad? So it's really on our radar. And then McGirt, of course, the Attorney General is going to the Supreme Court asking for clarification that the state should be allowed jurisdiction over non-Indian offenders. Right now, McGirt says if the victim is Indian, that counts as being within McGirt. And the Attorney General is saying Indian victims want criminal justice for themselves and their loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a not Indian perpetrator, let us go ahead and prosecute those people as we do. This has to do with the Mr. Bossy case. They still have him in jail, but his case is quite close to being dismissed. And he killed and burned 3 people somewhere in rural Oklahoma. I don't remember the details, but they're working on that. And Governor Stitt's stepping up to be more vocal about all of us are Oklahomans together, and we need to push to sort this out. So those are two things I'm working on a regular basis, because I'm getting lots of emails and contacts about those issues.
Well, this McGirt thing is making big news here in Bartlesville. I mean, we just had Mr. Buchanan talk about a docket coming up here shortly where 20 cases are all pretty much going to be gone because of McGirt. And it'll be left up to Cherokee Nation or the feds to pick them up, you know, as far as the cases, whether or not they're going to prosecute. So, yeah, this has been interesting, I say.
One other quick example Representative LaPat gave last night is that in some areas now, if you have a tribal tag, your automobile is subject to theft. Because if someone steals your automobile, is the FBI going to go and investigate auto theft? Mm-hmm. So everybody's vulnerable in some way because of this decision. Mm-hmm. And as all Oklahomans together, Indian and non-Indian, we need to get this resolved.
Heading into next week, Wendy, you said you trying to peer, take a look past the curtain here to see what's coming up. I get the feeling guys just might really be busy. Yeah. What committees do you see coming up that you're going to have a lot of work going on?
Really no committees. It'll be all mostly on the floor next week.
Okay, that's where the action happens,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it'll be the final week. Deadlines, getting whatever bills are going to be heard, we're going to hear next week. So, you know, I don't have any being heard. I'm just watching a few. You know, certainly I know citizens of Oklahoma are concerned about their rights, their state's rights as Oklahomans with everything happening in D.C. And so there are a couple of bills addressing that I'm hoping will go through. And then one that I'm really watching and hopeful is SB 2, which is preventing biological male athletes from joining biological female sports. Very simple bill, but again, in light of the nation, it's a significant bill, and I'm hoping that will go through.
Okay. Also, Judd, some of the things that going on next week, budget, how are we looking there?
Budget's still in negotiation. We're going back and forth down the hall. I had an opportunity two times this week to work with the director of the budget in the House, or the chairman, rather. I think the Senate and the House are pretty close. We're trying to put together something that the governor will approve. Representative Stearman said, this coming up week, we're back on the floor. We'll be there at 9 o'clock in the morning and as late as midnight some nights. I mean, I hope that it doesn't come to that, but in my third year, I expect that it will come to that. So, and they always say nothing good comes after about 6 on the floor. So.
Oh, my. What a surprise. Yeah. Senator, Senate side, what's going on?
Well, much of the same. I just have a couple of statistics here. There are about 500 bills still left, House and Senate. The governor has signed 18 bills from a combination of both bodies. 55 have been sent to him for signature. The House has passed 125 of our bills. The Senate has passed 119 of House bills. So that's where we stand. We're working through them, I think, on our side quite efficiently and expeditiously. So maybe we won't have midnight. Mm-hmm. And people need to also remember that a bill may not be heard, but the idea in that bill could always become part of a leadership bill. If that bill has something to do with money, that bill could be part of a budget bill. So just because something doesn't get passed next week, meaning not heard on the floor, doesn't mean the concept is entirely dead. Nothing's dead until you adjourn on May the 31st or before when you have the budget.
All right, final comments, Representative Stearman.
Again, just going to continue watching these bills and learning the process. I'm looking forward to seeing more about the budget, and that's about it.
Senator.
Oh, just email me. I'm behind on my emails. You know, call my office phone. That's the best way to get a message to me. But right now, I'm just a little bit behind on communication. So be a little bit patient.
Put a bow on it, Judd.
I want to point out something to think about is, like the senator said, we're down to 206 House bills in the Senate. That's down from 1,942 bills that were originally posted in the House. And so that when we talk about doing this committee work, we talk about whittling these things down, we're really doing it. And we're getting down to I'd like to say, the best of what we had and trying to get that through in the end.
All right, very good. I want to thank everybody for being here with us today. And once again, it's always a pleasure to have you here with us on our Capitol Call, which is brought to you, of course, by our good friends at Phillip 66. Until next week, take care and be well.